equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media Dare Not Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 2nd, 2014. We're in the first hour of the broadcast. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. As usual, really more news and information than you can cover in even 3 hours. We usually dedicate the last hour to taking phone calls, as we will today. But wow, the headlines, you know, normally I kind of organize these into groups. I'm just going to kind of skip through them today because I've got so much. I mean, some of the headlines, children crossing border, Obama will take care of us, they say. We're going to talk a little bit about Ebola today. Spider web of infection is growing as hunt continues for 30,000 victims, possibly, of the outbreak. Have you seen that in the mainstream media? All this going on while Obama is going to be having a summit in Washington, D.C. with the leaders of the countries where for the first time, the Ebola outbreak is now taking place. Did you know that today, for the first time ever, Ebola will be in the United States? Yeah, they're transporting the victims from America here to Atlanta. It's really interesting to see what's going on right now with this outbreak. I mean, this has the potential for a world pandemic, and we're going to be discussing that much more in the coming 2 hours. 21 ways to end the phrase Americans are so broke. Very interesting story. We're going to talk about that. How about this week? Obama on the CIA's post 9/11 tactics. Obama said, "We tortured some folks." Now, you know, they wouldn't admit that this was torture for years and years. You remember when I was doing this broadcast during the Bush years, and we called it torture because that's what it was. Now, 2014, guess what? They're all just going to admit to it. Before it's all over, they'll laugh and admit that 9/11 was an inside job before it's over with. GOP-led House votes to sue Obama in its first-of-its-kind lawsuit, according to the LA Times. Have you ever seen a more impotent Congress? This Congress we've got now is a joke. What a bunch, a big paper tiger. They're going to sue the president. They announced they're not going to impeach the president because they're not going to actually do anything. It's all useless lip service. It is theater. The farce that is the Republican-led Congress 2014. 11,472,000 Americans have left workforce since Obama took office. CNS News. Oh, yeah, but the mainstream media keeps telling you the economy's getting better. Illegal alien crime victims invite Boehner to visit their families of the victims. We're going to be getting into that story first hour. It's a very interesting story. But to lead us off, if you have not heard of this, and there is so much of this going on, have you ever seen a time where there is so much disease? We're just getting started, people, with our now complete open border policy, with them transporting Ebola to the country, with all the other diseases that I ran through last week. I think we're just getting started good with some of the problems ahead. You know, several times during this broadcast, and we almost have a theme that the news gives us by itself. I don't give it a theme. It's, you read all the news of the week, and you have a theme of what's actually happening in this country. It tells you the true character of these criminals that we're dealing with that run the government of this country. And today's theme, without a doubt, is going to be complete lawlessness. Our government is lawless. It operates outside the rule of law. It makes its own rules. Obama is nullifying our laws that are on the books as he picks and chooses. We're going to be discussing that a little more today as well. This is coming in from a true source of journalism, a actual source of true information. So obviously it's not any of the mainstream media in America. RT.com, deadly, nearly untreatable superbugs known as CREs, dubbed nightmare bacteria, have spread at an alarming rate throughout the southeastern region of the U.S. in recent years, new research now indicates. Researchers at Duke University Medical Center have found cases of antibiotic-resistant CRE has increased by at least a factor of 5 in the community hospitals across this region from 2008 to 2012. We're trying to sound the alarm. This is a problem for all of us in healthcare, said Derek Anderson, lead author of the study and an associate professor of medicine at Duke University. According to USA Today, these bacteria are just about as bad as it gets. Now, I've reported a little bit on this before, but apparently it's in this area, southeastern United States. CRE are a family of bacteria that lives in one's guts, often without causing illness. Yet when the bacteria escapes during ICU treatment, for example, they often cause major hospital-induced infections. 1 in 25 hospitalized patients contract at least one healthcare-related infection on any given day, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control. The bacteria prey mostly on the vulnerable hospital patients, killing nearly half of those who catch bloodstream infections. One of the scariest places to be is in a hospital in America these days. Carbapenems, according to Wired, are a group of potent antibiotics that target infections that have proven resistant to other antibiotics. They are considered drugs to be used as a last resort, and since only a few antibiotics riddled with side effects and other problems for a patient have been proven successful against CREs, the bacteria's family strong emergence indicates the dawn of the post-antibiotic era. Now, we're talking about this here on this broadcast. In the coming years, this will finally meander its way over into mainstream media, and more people will become aware of it. That is, unless overuse of antibiotics is curbed and infection control at hospitals and long-term care facilities is improved, experts say many in the health community see the rise of superbugs as fueled by the impulse to use antibiotics both with and without a patient's urging for common ailments like a sore throat. That needs to stop, said Kevin Canavan, an infection control activist who heads the watchdog group Health Watch USA. Is creating a huge problem. Last year, the CDC said CREs have spread from one medical facility in 2001 to many other facilities in 46 states now by the year 2013. Our strong antibiotics don't work with potentially untreatable infections, said Dr. Tom Frieden, who called CREs the nightmare bacteria. So I just wanted to update, and everybody needs to be, because we're going to be seeing more and more of this in the future. Wow, when you put together all the different new sicknesses, new diseases that's loose in this country, things you've never heard about. Remember when you had never heard of, like, Morgellons? How about that one, if you've never looked into that? It is a scary time in the world. Couple that with all the wars, the foreign policy of this country, what's going on around the world, then the economy. Wow. What a time to be alive. This is a story I wanted to get in. It's a little bit lengthy, but we've got to discuss this story. Breitbart.com reported this past week. I don't have mainstream media right now, so I don't know, but I dare say it's nowhere in mainstream media. Several family members of victims of horrific crimes committed by illegal aliens have invited House Speaker John Boehner to visit the U.S. border with Mexico with them in a fiery letter provided exclusively to Breitbart News. That's coming up after the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. Take from Caesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and this are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the Masses. And I know you're out there that still believe the lie. We're discussing an article from Breitbart.com. Now, everyone, check this out. This is written by family members with victims that from this invasion on the southern border. Written to Speaker Boehner. As you leave Washington, D.C. to vacation with your families, our families invite you and your entire family to spend the weekend in McAllen, Texas. The victims' family members wrote to Boehner and other lawmakers Wednesday, "We invite you to see firsthand the invasion and lawlessness that is destroying our beloved country and how you and others have given de facto permission and unfettered access to the perpetrators who have killed our loved ones. leaving our families in complete grief and disbelief as to how this horrific tragedy was allowed. What about our children, Mr. Boehner? Where is the outcry for our children and our family members? Signers of the letter include three family members of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was killed by Mexican drug cartel operatives in late 2010. The cartel members were using weapons that were part of Operation Fast and Furious, which has since burgeoned into a congressional investigation into gun walking and a scandal in which President Obama has asserted executive privilege to hide documents from Congress. Terry's family members who signed the letter include his mother, Josephine, brother Kent, and sister Kelly. Other signers include Laura and George Wilkerson, whose son Josh was brutally murdered by Dreamer, illegal alien Jamel Shaw, whose son Jamel Shaw Jr. was murdered by illegal alien gang members. In Los Angeles, Don Rosenberg, whose son Drew was killed in a car accident by a Honduran man in the U.S. on a temporary protective status but driving without a license. And carrying Lou Ruse, whose daughter was stabbed over 39 times by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The illegal alien remains free to this day, a story that True Crime will air later this year. Juan Bavendez, whose brother Jesse was murdered in 2011 by an illegal alien authorities had previously released after rape charges a week earlier, signed the letter, as did Kisha Lambert, whose daughter Chativa Anderson was murdered in 2010 by a 22-year-old illegal alien who was previously deported twice, and an 18-year-old legal immigrant from Honduras, Jim Binger, whose 16-year-old daughter Brittany was allegedly raped and murdered in 2005 by a deaf-mute illegal alien who had trouble for years standing trial because he couldn't assist in his own defense, but will finally face trial later this year. He signed the letter too, as did Maureen Maloney, whose son Matthew of Milford, Massachusetts, was killed in a hit-and-run accident by a drunken illegal alien who dragged his body for a quarter mile down the street after striking Dennis's motorcycle. Also signing it was Brian McCann, whose brother Denny was murdered in a drunk driving hit-and-run by an illegal alien, as did Carol Vitzi, whose son Justin Goodman was killed in a hit-and-run by an illegal alien who fled the scene, having previously been arrested multiple times but never deported. Joining them also in demanding the speaker stand up for Americans over illegal aliens is Mary Ann Menendez, whose son Sergeant Brandon Menendoza of Mesa Police Department in Arizona was killed in a fatal car crash earlier in 2014. The driver of the car was, you got it, an illegal alien. Miss Menendoza has also written to President Obama saying her son's life was stolen. All of our members of Congress are accomplices in these murders and rapes. They all should be charged with being accomplices before the fact. I had my son's life stolen from me by a man who didn't value his life. He was three times the illegal limit of drunk driving. He was high on meth, drove over 35 miles the wrong way on four different freeways, and had no business being in this country, Ms. Menendoza wrote to Obama earlier this year in a letter which calls for details as to how the illegal alien was released by authorities in Colorado years earlier, though they knew he was in America illegally. The letter also calls for citizens to stand up to the federal government against lawmakers and Obama's support for illegal immigration. I have to say, even if it's for one moment, she wrote, maybe that one moment will light a spark with another citizen who can then light a candle, who can then light a bonfire, who can then light a city up, and so on. My light has just been lit, and I am not going to back down. When so many of these illegal immigrants have more rights than we do, my son's death will not be ignored and become just another statistic. Wednesday's letter was organized by Maria Espinola, the head of Illegal Alien Crime Victims Group, the Remembrance Project, and Rick Altman of the Tea Party Immigration Coalition. Both of them also signed a letter. In the letter, these victims' family members say that Boehner and other lawmakers have ignored their calls, ignored their emails, and their visits to their offices, asking for the laws of this nation to be enforced rather than passing any new bills like Boehner is trying to do now. Our calls, letters, emails, and in-person visits to your offices at the Capitol asking you to protect our families by upholding current laws have fallen on deaf ears, they wrote. We are now demanding that you immediately move to protect our families and do all in your power to stop the illegal crossings. We also recommend for you to demand the Foreign Consulate General step forward and take responsibility of the citizens who are illegally crossing and residing in the United States. The consulars have a better understanding of their citizens' needs and cultures. Take all necessary steps to encourage and compel the consulars to reunite families and repatriate them back to their own countries. They insisted that Boehner and other lawmakers should serve the interest of Americans over those of illegal aliens. We remind you, sir, that public servants' responsibilities are to serve, and we insist you serve Americans, legal immigrants, and not illegal aliens, they wrote. You and other public servants have failed our families. Do not fail another American family. Take immediate action and do all that is necessary to enforce current laws in order to protect our families and country. We hope to see you and your entire family here in McAllen, Texas, while you're on break. Let any one of us know if we can help with your family's arrangements for their visit to our Texas border. How about that? Families that have members that have been killed and raped and robbed by illegal aliens, and our do-nothing Congress, our sellout traitors, scum and trash in Washington, D.C., these criminals that have allowed this to happen, with more concerns about spending money on those coming here breaking the law than actually enforcing the laws that are on the books. Lawless traitors is what's in Washington, D.C. today. Lawless, traitorous trash. The Republican Congress is a joke. They are accomplices to these murders. They should be on charges. They should be dragged into court, and they should be given prison sentences for not upholding the oath that they take to office. Now, everyone listening to this broadcast, if you've not lost a family member, then you don't feel their pain. I've not lost a family member in this way either. But you know, that don't mean it can't happen today. That doesn't mean it can't happen tomorrow. How long is the American people going to sit back in their easy chair and watch these traitors flush this country down the toilet? You know, it boggles my mind how willing the American people, how for granted they take this country. You see it changing. You see what's happening in this country. I know there's a lot of people out there that's frustrated, and I got a lot of email off the broadcast last week. We'll continue this discussion after the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today. Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the alternative media fair and in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And we're discussing just a little bit. I hope everyone was able to hear the article that I just read. It's about a heartbreaker listening to the victims of illegal alien violence along the Texas border, calling for, pleading with the sellout traitors in Washington, D.C. to come down and please try to prevent this from happening to other family members. You know, if I am willingly complicit in enabling you to commit a crime, I'm an accomplice. I'm an accomplice before the fact. What is the difference when these lawless traitors in Washington, D.C. refuse to enforce the laws on the books and then allow these peoples to come into our country and victimize our citizens? Why are they not accomplices before the fact? They're nullifying our laws at will. They're willfully not enforcing the laws that are on the books. And they are blatantly breaking their oath to uphold the laws and the Constitution and to protect the American people from enemies, both foreign and domestic. You know, it's laughable at what this government has become. Again, I can't say it enough. The Republican majority in the House of Representatives, you are a joke. You are the most impotent Congress ever. You do absolutely nothing. And I'll be getting to the story shortly of where now you're going to sue Obama. That is the most useless lip service theater of a farce that they could. Can they not do? If they should go. I'm glad they're going home because they don't do anything in Washington, D.C., but collect a big fat paycheck. Of course, we know the Democrats are going to sell us out. And now, everyone, please come to grips with the hard, sad fact that the Republicans are not going to do anything any different than the Democrats, and that is sell you out. You have no representation in Washington, D.C. If you did, there would be bills passed that would actually put the troops on the border, quit trying to enforce borders around the world. If you want to do some nation building, why don't you try doing some here at home? Because I've looked around, friends, and we could darn sure use some of it. But it's not going to change. The selling out of America will continue. The selections in November will just play musical chairs to the rotation of the puppets. And that's why my message on this broadcast is going to be changing to you, and hopefully maybe I can find some guests that would be interested in discussing this, and that is preparedness for the future. The Tea Party's not going to do jack. A third party won't have a chance. They're going to keep playing ping pong with the two-party, one-party system as this country is reduced to a third world nation. Moving on, CNS News reporting this past week, 11.4 million Americans aged 16 and over have left the workforce since President Obama took office in January 2009, according to the data released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In July, there were 92,001,000 Americans 16 and over who were classified as not in the labor force. Did you get that? That's almost a third, more than a fourth, not in the workforce, meaning they did not have a job and they did not actively seek a job in the last 4 weeks. The number has increased by 11,472,000 since January of 2009, when the number of Americans not in the labor force was 80,529,000. The number of Americans not in the labor force dropped slightly in July, down 119,000 from the 92,120,000 Americans not in the labor force in June. Well, I think you can all see now there's not enough greeter positions at Walmart for everyone to have a job in America. There's no manufacturing, and this has all been brought to you by the two-party, one-party system, who they can get on TV as much as they want to and continue to grandstand with their sellout traitor puppet prostituted media, trying to firmly place the rose-colored glasses on the moronic heads of many of the Americans that are still dumb enough to believe it, that somehow the economy is getting better. Let's move on, shall we? The Washington Examiner. Listen to this. A group dedicated to saving the planet by cutting runaway population increases is raising a new and shocking issue in Washington's bitter fight over immigration reform. Most of the nation's population growth is from immigrants. They're consuming resources dangerously fast. According to the Negative Population Growth, Inc., 80% of the nation's growth in U.S. population comes from illegal, legal, and American-born children of immigrants. With increased population, we see direct increases in the problems our nation faces on a daily basis. Pollution, overconsumption, traffic, gridlock, crowded schools and hospitals, overburdened social services, unemployment, crumbling infrastructure, urban sprawl, overdevelopment, threatened or extinct animal and plant species, and dwindling natural resources, says the group's director. You know, that's one of the things with this. I mean, is anyone in this country actually thinking that what we need more than anything is more and more people in the country. You see the prices of food in the grocery store going up. I mean, all it can do is cause the problem to worsen, and that's why this is being done to you, friend. This is why it's not that they're such great humanitarians. We're going to be getting to the story here shortly of how now they admit, what difference does it make? They can admit it. There's going to be no repercussions. They're admitting, of course, they were torturing poor innocent goat herders. Of course they were. What else would they do? They're sadists. They're madmen. But they will paint themselves as great humanitarians every chance they get. We got to do it for the children. Let's treat them like they're baby Jesuses. Remember Nancy, sellout traitor Pelosi, saying that? Don't you just to see her face on TV, you know, it's just about all I can do to regurgitate, to keep from regurgitating anymore. If I have to see Harry Reid, especially in the same photo with Nancy Pelosi. Gosh, what if I throw John McCain in? It would be too much. So here we're seeing that all of our, by far, our population, our nation is already vastly overpopulated, said man. The evidence is all around us. Millions are out of work. Schools and hospitals are overcrowded. Our natural resources are dwindling. Population is increasing. Our infrastructure and social services are crumbling under the strain. Yet U.S. population is still growing by an average of over 6,600 people per day. And nearly 2.5 million people per year. We simply cannot afford to continue our growth. It's unsustainable and irresponsible. These policies are irresponsible, and that they are the driving force behind so many of our problems. How about that? This was coming in from the WashingtonExaminer.com. I thought it was really interesting story, and it's so true, and it's all being done by design. See, that's the thing about this broadcast. If you've never listened to it before, you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. These things that are happening, as sad as it is to have to come to grips with, and I know a lot of people it takes months. I've known some it took years to come to grips with the fact that this is not accidental. It's not that these are such moronic buffoons in Washington, D.C. It's not that we elect such stupid representatives, although, you know, they may look it, they may act it. Sure, I'll grant you that. But no, it's that they're in the pockets. They're selling us out. And if this invasion on the southern border, if this doesn't prove it to you, if you can't see through this one, it's hopeless for you. You'll never see through it. You're either too brainwashed or too incompetent or just too flat out plain dumb, or you just don't care. And that's the majority of you. If you can't see through this one, if you can't understand what's actually happening to our country, that we have no representation in Washington, D.C., they're sold out, and they are purposely destroying our country, and the evidence is all around you, then you will probably never connect the dots, and you will always be part of the problem rather than part of the solution. You know, I got a lot of email, I guess, last week. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And 21 ways to end the phrase, Americans are so broke. Interesting story. Stay with me. Back in moments.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. This is Farron saying, I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. You know what? I'm going to hold the story over to the top of the hour because I'm not sure I can get it in one segment. But you'll want to hear that top of the hour. It's got a lot of facts. I wanted to make mention, in case you didn't know, yesterday my Fox New York reported that the New York City Department of Health was conducting a massive emergency preparedness drill at 30 facilities across the city. This happened yesterday. They're testing the delivery of emergency medications in the event of a biological attack or other large-scale public health emergency in the city. The majority of the deliveries will take place to public school buildings. It is the largest surprise drill in the city's history. The drill was scheduled to take place from 6:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. The majority of the participants were given no notice to better test and simulate a real emergency and response. The New York Health Department is responsible for developing and executing plans for the mass dispensing of life-saving medicine in response to public health emergencies, said Dr. Barbot, First Deputy Commissioner of Health and of the Health Department. This exercise demonstrates our commitment to ensuring we have the capability and resources to protect the health and safety of all New Yorkers in times of crisis. The city warned that supply trucks would be escorted by the NYPD and other law enforcement vehicles all across the city. The exercise involved deploying more than 1,500 staff members and more than a dozen city agencies and setting up 30 temporary locations that would be used in the event of an emergency to dispense life-saving medicines. So I thought that was interesting, just the fact, you know, we're always suspect of various drills, but chances are with all of the diseases that are being brought purposely into this country, you know, if something like that broke out, how would you feel? Would you run down and trust them to give you a shot? Would you run out in the public to one of these centers? And when we take phone calls in the third hour, maybe you can let us know if you would or not. I can tell you up front, I absolutely would not. I wanted to get to this. LA Times reported this past week. Now, you got to listen to the whole story. The House voted to sue President Obama in the first such legal challenge by a chamber of Congress against a president in a historic foray in the fight over constitutional checks and balances. Wednesday, nearly party-line vote followed a feisty floor debate and offered a fresh example of how the Capitol's hyper-partisanship has led both parties into unprecedented territory, going to new and greater lengths to confront one another. 2 years ago, the Republican-led House became the first to hold a sitting cabinet secretary in contempt of Congress after lawmakers accused Attorney General Eric Holder of defying their request to return to turn over records about Fast and Furious gun-running operation conducted by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Which prison is Holder in? Have you heard? Have they moved him? How much time did he get? Oh, they didn't do anything about that. I forgot. Last year, the Democratic-controlled Senate changed the body's long-standing filibuster rules in response to what they said was a blatant obstruction by the minority GOP of presidential nominations, including the first-ever filibuster of a nominee for defense secretary. November's election could further exacerbate tensions in Washington, especially if Republicans who already hold the House gain control of the Senate. They need a net gain of 6 seats to do so. The House approved the resolution in a nearly party-line vote, 225 to 201. It authorizes House Speaker John Boehner to file suit in federal court on behalf of the full body to seek appropriate relief for Obama's failure to enforce a provision of the Affordable Care Act that would penalize businesses that do not offer basic health care insurance to their employees. The provision's effective date has been delayed by the administration twice and now won't fully take effect until 2016. Wow, isn't that interesting? Delayed it to 2016. Theater. The GOP-led House has voted to repeal the law, even as it seeks to sue Obama for failing to enforce it. So the House has voted to repeal the law, but nothing's happened. And it seeks to sue Obama for failing to enforce it. They're going to sue the president. When he unveiled the suit, Boehner insisted it was about more than just Obama. This isn't about Republicans and Democrats. It's about defending the Constitution that we swore an oath to uphold. Wow, Boehner's going to go there? And acting decisively when it may be compromised, Boehner said on Wednesday. It's really sickening now to see anybody in Washington, any elected official. I can't name a single one when they try to wrap themselves in the Constitution. Lou Fisher, a constitutional scholar, said the House vote was a new irritation of the push and pull between the executive and legislative branches dating to the nation's founding. Never before had either the House or the Senate sought to challenge a president's authority in court. Traditionally, such disputes have been handled through political trade-offs or, in most extreme cases, the impeachment process outlined in the Constitution. You see, if you're not upholding the Constitution, if you're implementing laws to break the Constitution, or if you're operating outside the Constitution, let's put it that way, that's a better sense, then the impeachment process is there. But these gutless wonders aren't going to do that. There's plenty of evidence to impeach Obama, and there's plenty of evidence to bring George W. Bush, Rumsfeld. Oh, we could go down a long list on war crimes, which I am all for. But it's not going to happen because someone would actually have to do something correctly in Washington, D.C. Representative G.K. Butterfield, Democrat from North Carolina, a former judge, said the latest suit introduced a host of new legal questions. Do you really want to cede to the courts the authority to resolve disputes between the branches, he asked. Would you want the president to sue the House for missing a budget deadline? How would that end? Legal experts note that the Supreme Court has previously refused to get involved in political spats between Congress and the president, and for that reason, the House lawsuit is expected to do nothing but fail. It's theater. It's a waste of time. So they can say they're doing something while actually doing nothing at all. You know, it's Washington, D.C. is so hopelessly broke. It's morally bankrupt. It is so operating outside the rule of law. What was the theme of the hour? Lawlessness is what we get from Washington, D.C. They do not represent the will of the American people. They do not represent the best interest of our children going forward in this country. In fact, you know, what was it last week? I was reporting Obama was wanting to spend $3.7 billion to aid those coming into the country illegally that they're assisting now. You know, wouldn't you just stop the train? Isn't it supposed to cost a lot of money? How's these children, 8, 10, 12 years old, how are they supposed to have the money? It costs tens of thousands of dollars to get on the train and get transported and blah, blah, blah. How did they all know to come now? You know, it's not accidental. This is all by design. It is a manufactured crisis. And if the American people can't see through that, you know, I've not been able to watch mainstream media to see how they're reporting this. And in a way, I miss that. But, you know, in another way, I won't take much time on this, but I have not missed watching the lies. I think watching the lies and trying to keep up with the lies, it might have depressed me. Watching too much of just bold face, in your face, complete lies by the mainstream media. Taking a break from that, it's been good for me. I urge everyone to do that, at least from time to time, because it does get old. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about 21 ways to end the phrase Americans are so broke. That story's going to be a little different than what you expect. Also, Obama on CIA's post 9/11 tactics. We tortured some folks. Yeah, we might have tortured some folks. Yeah, we denied it for a long time, and there was a lot of broadcasters out there that said, you know, that's torture. Absolutely, but we denied it and just kept up the lie. But now that years have passed, we'll just admit to it. Yeah, we tortured some folks. Hey, you torture some folks, you murder some folks. You know, it's all in a day's work. What's the big deal? You know, women and children murdered, whatever. You know, it's all part of our foreign policy. What's the big deal? We're great humanitarians. The economy's great. Believe what I say, not what you see. Coming up on the top of the hour break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
With financial